What a day. But we are going to take up these three aspects of the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have your little notes, you're going to see the first, we have Alpha and Omega. We see him as the Word. The beginning and the end. We see him as the Creator. And the first and the last. We see his person. We want to break this up very simply. We don't want to stay too long. Let me take off my watch so I could time myself. The first and the last. Saints, let's go through these things carefully, please. The Alpha and Omega is the first and last letter of the Greek alphabet. Okay? Alpha is where we get our word alphabet from. And you know what you are going to do today? You are going to help me with this message. Because we are going to check from A to Z and bring out some glory about the Lord Jesus Christ. So think about A, think about B, think about C, think about D, think about E, think about F. I'm right so far? Yeah? G, H, I, J, K. I'm going right, JD? Okay, I'll stop right there. Now when it comes, in every, no matter what literature you have, you must have an alphabet. Men can speak languages, but to put it in writing, you must have an alphabet. Every language that has been written have an alphabet. And what it is, you look at these things and you says, every literature we enjoy reading. And we ask, if we didn't have an alphabet, how would we understand anything? How would I understand how knowledge will be passed on and communicated? And what is so striking is this. As the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord called himself this. It's not John's writing, you know. It says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last, is the Lord Jesus speaking, is the Son speaking. And he tells us, this implies that the Lord Jesus is the whole revelation of the Father, of the whole revelation of God. Now you ask, who is God? People ask them. Who is God? How can I know him? Has he revealed himself? And we are asking ourselves, where can I turn to find out indeed about God? And God said, listen, the Lord Jesus says, I am indeed the Alpha. I am the full revelation. I'm A to Z, so to speak. You know, there's a book. There's some books that is written. And I believe indeed it will help indeed to just help us. There was, I try myself personally. I says, I'm not going to the book. Written by Mr. Rose. Names. Glorious names of the Lord Jesus. I think it's out of print. I am not too sure. But I tell you, I said I want to get some names about Christ myself. And I sat down. And I begin to meditate. Who is God? You know, this question was asked the Lord Jesus. You know? He was asked when he was taken to Annas first. Then he went to Caiaphas. And Caiaphas asked him, art thou the son of the blessed? Know what Caiaphas says? In the book of Matthew chapter 27. Art thou the son of the blessed? He said, yes I am. The man said, what blasphemy. He tore his clothes. This man is worthy of death. In John chapter 5. When the Lord Jesus says, my father work hired to and I work. Indeed, you know, this says, this man make himself equal with God. This man is calling himself God.
But the scripture tells us clearly in the book of Romans chapter 9 and verse 5, indeed he is God over all, blessed forever. This scripture states it clearly. But the thing is, man cannot bring himself to realize that the man, indeed, that was born in Bethlehem's manger is God himself, that upholds all things by the word of his power. How could intelligent people believe that a babe in Bethlehem's manger is the creator? And he became a creature. That's why great is the mystery of godliness. It tells us, you know, when it comes, who is God? Look at him. Look at him. In all his beauty, majesty, splendor, and glory. Brethren, could we understand 1 Timothy 3:16? Great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery of piety. God was manifested in the flesh. Huh? Seen of angels the first time. Angels saw the Creator was when he was born in Bethlehem's manger. Not only so, it tells us, justified in the Spirit. He was born of the Spirit. He was filled with the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. He was anointed by the Spirit. He was sealed by the Spirit. He offered up himself by the eternal Spirit to God. The Spirit of God indeed walked in the life of the Lord Jesus. And it says he was preached on, believed on into the world, received up into glory. He came out from God and he went back to God because there is where he came from. And you ask, asking me to explain that? No, man. I'm not going to explain it because I cannot. How could God, Solomon said it, heavens of heavens cannot contain him. Yet still, he became so small that he could live in the body of the man Christ Jesus. And even smaller than that, that Christ can dwell in our hearts. It's things we cannot fathom. It's things I reserve for divine persons. And recognize the limitation of indeed the vessel. And recognize the vastness of the God in whom we have placed our trust. This is God. One man, he says, he will find out who God is. He's going to find out who God is. Remember back in the 60s, well, none of you were there. Back in the 60s, the talk was, God is dead. God is dead. And one guy at the university wrote on a, God is dead. Someone came and wrote, God says Gucci's dead. Listen, men could think what they want. The God we are talking about, the Son, we read it. He's the eternal Son. That life, that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested unto us. And we have seen it. And we have bear witness unto you. Eternal life. Eternal life have a beginning. We came into it in time. But this is life eternal. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That ye may know. Indeed, these things are written. That ye may know that you have eternal life. Indeed, how did you get eternal life? Eternal life is having the Son, because the Son is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And where this life? This life is in his Son. In him was life. The life was the light of men.